Well, hello, friends, and happy Memorial Day to you. God bless you. I trust that you're doing well and that you are giving thanks for the blessings we enjoy here in the United States of America. Let's pause right now and just give thanks for all those who have served Jesus, who died that we might have eternal life, but those who have died in the service of our nation that we might have freedom. So let's pray together. Father, we pause right now. We give you thanks, first of all, for Jesus, who died that we might have eternal life and forgiveness of sins, that we might be free from sin. And we stop right now and we give you thanks, Lord, for those men and women who have suffered and served and yet to think about the blessings we enjoy in this land, including being able to proclaim your word right here on Facebook. We thank you, Lord, for these blessings. We rejoice in you today. Now give us understanding as we study your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, God bless you. Happy Memorial Day to you. We want to continue our study today from the book of Philippians, chapter 2. And you'll recall from last week, if you were able to follow us last week, we are studying the Timothy principle. And the Timothy principle is this: be discipled and disciple others. Paul speaks about Timothy in chapter 2. So let's pick up there in verse 19. I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I also may be encouraged when I know your state. For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state. We have seen this, that Timothy's concern was genuine. He cared for people. He shared the burden that the Apostle Paul had. And we see this. He was unselfish. Notice verse 21. For all seek their own, not the things which are of Christ Jesus. Timothy stood out from among others because of his unselfishness. You know, this is a rare quality. Paul says they all seek their own. They're all about themselves and their own things, but not Timothy. Timothy was looking out for others like Paul was. He shared the heartbeat of the Apostle Paul. You know, what comes naturally to every one of us is to look out for good old number one. We look out for ourselves, don't we? We are selfish at our core. That goes back to our sin in Adam. And so we have this selfishness. When we come to Christ, the Holy Spirit comes and lives within us. And as we grow in sanctification, we understand that it is less of us and more of Christ. That Jesus needs to be preeminent. He needs to be number one. That it's not about us, it's about Christ. And there's a struggle with this. We fight this. We battle this element of our flesh to protect selfishness. Remember the middle letter of sin. S-I-N. I. Selfishness. And so much of sin is rooted in utter selfishness. Well, even among Christians, we can tend to be selfish. We can tend to take care of ourselves and those around us, but have no concern for others. May God help us to be like Timothy and not be consumed with seeking our own interests. But notice the next part of verse 21. All seek their own, not the things which are of Christ Jesus. So there's the contrast. Instead of seeking the things of Christ, people seek their own interests, their own concerns. The whole Christian life is reorienting us to pursue Jesus. I was thinking this morning of Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Priorities. Seek Jesus first. Put him in the first place. And Paul was complimenting Timothy here. He says, I don't have anyone quite like him because they're all seeking after their own things. They don't have Jesus in the preeminent place. May you and may I be characterized as putting Jesus first, having our priorities in order. You know, it's amazing how children in the family pick up on this. They can see that we're too tired to go to church, or we're too tired to look at a message on the computer, on our phones. But oh, we're not too tired to go to an event. We're not too tired to go shopping. We're not too tired to do something else that gives us pleasure. But we're too tired to put the Lord first. Yes, that speaks to our selfishness, seeking our own things. And if we are convicted of that, then we need to confess it to the Lord and reestablish our priorities. And you know what? This is not something you do once for your whole life and you're done. It really is a daily thing, sometimes almost hourly, putting Jesus first, then others, and then ourselves. Well, Timothy was unselfish. He didn't seek his own interests. He sought the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. May we be about seeking the Lord and seeking his word and giving it a priority place in our lives. We desperately need it. And you know, that's what is needed all over the world today. Revival is when God's people, when Christians, start putting Jesus in first place. And these hardships, like the COVID-19 virus, they remind us of our need of Jesus. When we're helpless, we have to look to him, and we start seeking him first. That's a good thing. May God use all of this to cause us to seek the Lord first and with all our hearts. Well, notice a second truth here about Timothy. Not only was his concern genuine, but his character was proven. Philippians 2, verse 22. And Paul says, but you know his proven character. I love that. Paul is commending Timothy to the Philippian church. And he says, you know about him. You know his proven character. Well, what does that mean that it was proven? It means that he has been approved after being put to the test. You know of his proven worth, that is. He has been tested in the crucible of life, and he has come forth. He is approved. That's exactly what God wants of all of us, that our faith would be proved. It would be found genuine, that it would be found with the dross removed and the silver and gold shining through. Timothy had character like that. You know of his proven character. He's been put to the test. He passed. He's approved. He's shining forth. What a tremendous compliment. And then he gives us a little more detail about that. You know his proven character, that as a son with his father he served. Here is a precious and tender picture, a father-son team. It is such a blessing when fathers and sons can work together in the work of the gospel. Notice how Timothy viewed Paul, and Paul viewed Timothy. 1 Timothy, the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 2. To Timothy, my true son in the faith. So Timothy was a spiritual son to the apostle Paul. But Paul is saying, as a physical son to a physical father, that's the way Timothy has served with me. In those days, it would not be uncommon for a father to have his son serve as an apprentice. Look at Jesus learning the trade of carpentry from Joseph. And so as a son serving with the father, So Timothy served with the Apostle Paul in the gospel ministry, and he was indeed a spiritual son. This is a great picture of the closeness of their relationship and of Timothy's humility to learn from his father, to submit to the father, to learn his ways. I have thought recently about a dear man who's in heaven now. His name was Adam. And Adam came into my life as a teenager. He was an expert woodworker. He was a cabinet maker. And I had the privilege one summer of working with him. And oh, I learned so much from, as I called him, Pop Yates. I learned so much. And the thought that came to me just recently as I was doing a little woodworking was, you know, Pop Yates introduced me to tools, things that I would never have known of before. He introduced me to a router and a belt sander and the use of a table saw. And he taught me so much. He would call me boy. And I get stumped with some little project and he would say, "What's the matter, boy? You want old Pop to show you how to do it?" I said, "Yeah, Pop, I need help." And he would come and show me. It was a blessing to serve with Pop Yates as sort of an apprentice that summer. Timothy served with the Apostle Paul as a son with a father in the work of the gospel. And Paul says, "I know him. I know his character. You Philippians know him." Paul knew him up close and personal, and he was approved. Paul writes to him in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, and he says, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus." So he had proven character. He served as a son with the father, that is the Apostle Paul. I trust that our character is approved, that when we are put to the test, maybe right now through this time, that we are found approved by God, that the dross is turned away, and that the silver, the gold is shining through. Well, let's pray today for God's people who are in hard circumstances. This is the 25th day, and we want to pray for believers in the land of Jordan in the Middle East. It's number 39 on the persecution ranking. And we want to pray for believers in Kuwait, number 31 on the persecution ranking. So let's go to prayer for the believers there. Our Father, we thank you so much that you love us, that you care for us. And Lord, we want to have proven character, character that has stood the test and that shines forth with the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray for believers in Jordan and Kuwait. We pray, Lord, that as they face hardship and even persecution, we pray that their character will be proven and strong and that they will shine brightly the gospel light to all around them. Multiply their numbers through faithful witnessing. And Lord, we pray that the word of God, which is not bound, will find free course in those lands, that many will hear the message of salvation, believe on Jesus, and be saved. And Father, I pray that believers in Jesus Christ will have proven character through the COVID-19 epidemic and pandemic. Lord, I pray that there will be revival among your people, that spiritual dross, sin, impurity will be burned away from us, that we will be revived with godly biblical priorities, putting Jesus first. I pray, Lord, that you will revive marriages, revive families, that Christ will be preeminent in our midst. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord, for those who've served and sacrificed even their lives that we might have freedom in America. We praise you on this Memorial Day. In Jesus' strong and liberating name we pray. Amen. God bless you, dear friend. I'm glad you joined us today on Bible Sunshine. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow Trust that God's love, light, and light will shine in upon you today. God bless you.